Let her go.
It's now time for The Baseline, a weekly roundup of spring high school sports, including baseball, softball, track, soccer, and more. With your host, Noel Wall, and Olympian prep reporter, Dave Weber. Now, The Baseline.
Well, good morning and welcome to your weekly high school sports roundup show. It is The Baseline live this morning from Key Largo, Florida. I'm on vacation with my wife, Connie. We're watching for the spirits of Bogey and Bacall. Of course, the blacktop here on the streets has been bleached fish belly white by a constant sun. We are touring historic spots, beaches and lighthouses of the Florida coast. 650-some steps have taken us to the top of four lighthouses in the past 3 days. St. Augustine, Ponce de Leon, Jupiter Inlet, and Cape Florida. We have still several on our inventory itinerary over the next 12 days. Wildlife, we've seen ibis, egrets, herons, lizards, and buzzards. No alligators or manatees yet, but we are just headed to the Keys, so there's plenty of time. Daytime highs about 80s here, and a steady breeze keeps it comfortable. There last night at Snook's Bayside Tiki Bar was punctuated by the sound of the horn blast at sunset. We're driving a rented Kia Soul, which is small. It's roomier than you think, or than I thought anyway, and fairly zippy. And spent the night at the Key Largo Inn. Just think of the 1960s in Key Largo, and that's where we are. I am Noel Wall, along with Olympian prep contributor in studio today, Dave Weber. In our first segment, Jeremiah's Rainiers. Jeremiah Nubby is a national standout in the field part of track and field with a shot at not one but two national titles. And Dave, you talked to the future Texas athlete and his coach, Josh Bruns, this week.
Yeah, I did, and he's a very intelligent young man. It was very interesting to talk to him. I talked to him last year as well, and just get some updates from him and see how things are going. He definitely, you know, he's track and field only, focuses on that, and has a real intellectual approach to it. So a little bit different type of an interview than we sometimes get. You know, I was listening to your description of all the fancy sights you'd seen. It reminded me of a great line from my favorite TV show, The Rockford Files, where a guy tells Jim, you know how Naples can be this time of year, and Rockford goes, no, but I hear it gets real hot in the city of industry.
Nice.
So looking out at the rain here in Washington, that's kind of what I was thinking of.
There we go. All right. Well, later in the show, Yelm is another local school with track and field standouts, and you spoke with their coach and three tornado standouts.
I did, and that's another one where the weather's going to come up because as we were talking about off the air, the wind blowing through those interviews, as it often does out there on the prairie. So, you know, they run against the wind out there, but they have some great, great marks coming in out there. Their three-sport athlete, Braden Platt, has been charging ahead with some PRs and all the different weight throws. And Jordan Lasher, a sophomore, has taken over as their top pole vaulter as of Wednesday with a big PR. So a lot of good stuff going on the prairie for Yelm track.
All right, very nice. A lot to look forward to, and we will begin, as we always do, with Pope John Paul II, Eagles 4-3, and a win over Evergreen Lutheran, and have the Lutherans of Seattle set for Tuesday.
Yeah, not only did they get a win over Evergreen Lutheran, they swept a doubleheader. And right off the bat, we're going to talk about something that came out this week to the disdain of many, many observers, but we're going to go ahead and list them. The RPIs came out for all the different team sports in the spring, and Pope John Paul is ranked seventh in the 1B rankings with a 7-4 record after that sweep of Evergreen Lutheran. The reason they're controversial is they're all computer-based, and sometimes, you know, there's not enough games or they played the wrong teams, and people are, well, what about this team? They should be over that team. But we're just going to go ahead and give them at face value throughout the show today, and if people don't like where they're ranked, they can take that up with the people up in Renton.
But the computer, right?
Yeah. But as you mentioned, the Eagles with that win over the two wins over Evergreen Lutheran, and they will travel to Seattle Lutheran on Tuesday for a 4 p.m. game. Their softball team's been kind of stuck in a hiatus or whatever you want to call it. They haven't played in a while. They're 1-1, but they are scheduled to play on Tuesday at the Rack against Muckleshoot Tribal.
All right. Northwest Christian, the Wolverines fell to Ilwaco this week.
Yeah, and again, they not just fell, they fell twice, doubleheader. They're down to 2-7 now. They had a in that doubleheader, they fell victim to a four-inning no-hitter by Fisherman pitcher Kamen Sawa. Only a four-inning no-hitter because they got run-ruled, obviously. But they did not fare too well against Iwako, and they will travel to Raymond for a pair of games on Tuesday. And they stepped up a little bit in track and field. They jumped up to go into the Little Norway Invitational at North Kitsap last Saturday. And their best performance there, Madison Ingram, finished third in the girls' 3,200. She had a PR of 1241.12. So not a bad effort by Madison in that one. And their track team will travel to the King's Invite in North Seattle tomorrow.
All right, very good. And moving on to 2B and the Rainier Mountaineers, the boys, I don't think they played since last Friday.
Well, that's where you're wrong. No, they did. And they unfortunately for them, they did play. They fell to 3-11 as they lost to Toledo and Kalama. Seems like every time they go south, it's a tough row to hoe with those teams in their league that are pretty darn good in most every sport. A rain-interrupted game with visiting Kalama yesterday, John Kenny had a double and drove in a run, and that was about the best highlight they had. Rainier will host Mossy Rock tomorrow at 2 p.m. in baseball. Softball was undefeated heading into the week, but they fell to 5-2 after losing their first two games in a doubleheader sweep at Onalaska. Bailey Elwell pitched a complete game in the opener and also hit a home run. Kiara Anderson had a triple. Alyssa Lofgren went 2-for-4 and scored twice, drove in two runs in the nightcap, while Aslan Taylor had two hits and scored a run. And they have a doubleheader coming up at Toledo on Monday. First pitch will be at 3 o'clock. And getting to the young man we interviewed, they traveled to the South Sound Classic at Sparks Stadium in Puyallup last Saturday. And Jeremiah Nubby, who we're going to hear an interview with, he won the discus in 195-7 and was second in the shot put at 53-4. And he will go to the Oregon Relays in Eugene today and tomorrow. And that should bring about his season debut in the hammer throw, which, of course, is not a high school event. Other Mountaineer athletes will not go all the way to Oregon. They will compete in the Chehalis Activator Meet, which will be today and tomorrow at WF West.
All right. And talking about interviews, you did talk with Coach Josh Frunz as well as Jeremiah Nubby. Josh talked about Jeremiah's huge improvement over the offseason. And let's hear that interview right now.
Last spring, I actually talked to Rob. He said that Jeremiah was going to work on speed and strength over the offseason. Did he do that, and how successfully?
Oh, he came back much stronger and quicker than he was last year at this time.
Okay, what can he still get better at? What can he improve on?
You know, you're always going to be working on your technique. You know, he spends a lot of time in the offseason working with the Elm Track Club, Coach Stovall. And they've been with him since junior high. You know, junior high, he tried a bunch of different events, including high jump. I think he even ran and shot and disc, and he just really liked discus. Mm-hmm. And he liked it so much, he went home and built a ring.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
And then he got involved with the track club, and then, you know, he came back his freshman year with a tremendous skill set in the disc.
Yeah.
Great rotation, great release. And, you know, you won a state championship as a freshman.
So I noticed the last time you had one of your regular league meets, Jeremiah didn't throw, but one of your other guys won the discus. Has he been, like, an inspirational, like, people say, if he can do that, I want to try it? Or
Jeremiah is an inspiration to all the kids. And, you know, Jeremiah is not all about Jeremiah. You know, he is a selfless kid. He's always, like, willing to help other kids with their technique and help me coach the other kids. And it was cool that Matthew Kinney, he got a chance to win a discus meet. We kind of had a little bit of fun with that. Sandy beat Jeremiah, but, you know, Jeremiah didn't. It was pretty cool. And it was nice when Matthew got the win. And between you and I, a guy from Runner Space and athletic.net did an interview, and he did a good job, but I mentioned something that, and it was a question he had, is like, you know, what are the biggest things Jeremiah wants to get out of the season? And, you know, obviously the state record is one. You know, it's 207 feet, 2 inches. And, you know, he's done it in warm-ups and things like that. And he wants to win state, you know. But, you know, another really big thing that he wants to do is get on the podium at state as a team. Mm-hmm. And to him, that's a big deal.
How realistic is that for
Not just him and his teammates, but his first teammates.
Is it realistic?
It's very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The magic number is usually around 40. And you get 10 points for first place. So, you know, we got Ryan Deutsch, who's been last year at the end, I think, was ranked number one. And now this year, I think he's really close in the vault. Dylan Davis should get us some points in the vault as well. And then we have two triple jumpers that are right there. First, the top three in the state. And some relays and things, and just a bunch of kids that they've worked together for a long time. You know, in the last few years, we would have had a really good opportunity to be on the podium had we had the state tournament. And for our program and for all the work that these boys have put in, obviously Jeremiah included, it would be just a great way to end the season.
Okay.
All right, that is track coach Josh Frunz from Rainier. And here is standout Jeremiah Nubby.
So you came right out, as soon as the season started, you made that throw that has you on top of the country right now with that 205. Why were you so ready? I mean, did you work out? Was your off season very productive, or how were you that ready to start off the year?
I mean, I devote most of my off season. I don't play any other sports.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all track and field. So I have pretty high expectations. So I mean, I expected to hit a PR coming out. All, you know, first couple meets of the season. Obviously, I wanted to hit break a, you know, the state record in the first couple of meets just to get over with and everything like that. But, you know, I have not yet, so that's a little bit disappointing, I guess. It's just in my eyes. Obviously, it's still early season, mid-season, so I have plenty of opportunities to continue that on. But a lot of that off-season work, training, throwing, it's like if you put in a couple months of work, it's like you'd expect to see those results come out. So
as far as that state record, you just think that's just going to pop on one attempt, that you can't predict it?
I think with how my cycling works with working out and everything like that, like obviously I'm still trying to hit that, you know, with throwing in general, the technique side of things, it's like you're trying to attain perfection, but it's you're never quite going to get there. So it's getting a little bit closer to that, because I know I definitely have the strength and the power to throw that far. It's just executing properly, like you said, at a meet, and that comes with more practice and experience and the more meets you have. So I'm just hoping to make the right adjustments to hit that mark.
So, and you, by this time, you've signed with Texas, right? Not
yes.
Just committed.
Yeah.
So you're already signed with college, but coach was saying that one of your major goals is to try to not only win the state yourself, but to get the team on the podium at state. How exciting is that to have a state meet for the first time since your freshman year?
It's definitely been anticipating a little bit. I would have liked to have, you know, had the opportunity at a 4-peat state championship, but with COVID and everything, it made that, you know, no longer a possibility. So I'd like to finish that and not only get the state record, like you said, but also break the meet record at state. And excited to help bring this program something they deserve for the work they put in.
So I talked to a wrestler at the state meet that got, you know, one state meet got canceled. He was trying to be a four-timer. And he said he just counted his national freestyle championship.
Right.
So you can probably do that with your national championship that you won last summer. Just say, I would have won state. So,
so
as far as getting the team on the podium, though, do you feel a leadership role? Do you try to help the other guys fire up a little bit?
I think in general with training, throwing, especially with, you know, the other throwers on our team, I definitely try to be of service and help out and, you know, provide those extra little cues and insights, because, you know, you don't see everything. So always having an extra perspective and being willing and being generous with your time for those, you know, who are also once in your place.
Talk a little bit about how you did finally settle on going to Texas.
I actually reached out to them during junior year. They were my second well, technically third college I had like kind of officially talked to in a sense. Stanford was my first and then University of Washington second. But I reached out to them because I'd actually been following their program for quite a while with the athletes that they have coming out of there and also the athletes that Coach Cyan, the throws coach, who will be my coach. You know, what he's been able to accomplish with his Olympic athletes, Valerie Allman, those kind of things. And I just wanted to, with my own goals, I saw that as the best option for me if I wanted to accomplish those goals. Stanford, on the contrary, I didn't really appreciate, or not appreciate, but didn't see the same value in the coaching program they had there. And just, you know, what the environment was like. Obviously, you know, the friends you're around and the environment you're around is what shapes you. And, you know, show me your friends, show me your future. So I wanted to be in the right environment, and I knew I liked Texas. I didn't have any qualms about it, whereas kind of the process that I went through with Stanford and applications and kind of just the coaching in general, maybe not being up front as much and maybe not as honest as what with Texas was, I didn't morally and ethically and also just what I wanted to become to fit. So okay. I was good with Texas.
You mentioned that you want to major in aeronautical engineering.
Yes.
What beyond that, I mean, where does that going to take you? What do you want to do for your actual career?
Obviously, track and field doesn't pay very well as a professional athlete. Not to say that I will become a professional athlete. Obviously, right now, that is a goal, but things change, life changes. So I'm not 100% set on that. I'm going to wait for my mature, as I mature to see where that takes me. But, there's always life beyond an athlete. You know, you're only... only a certain amount of time where you can compete in a sense, to a degree. So my entire family is engineers. I've always enjoyed that aspect of design and things like that. Aerospace in general, I've liked where the industry is going.
So you're talking about potentially being a pro. Does that mean, obviously that kind of goes hand in hand, you have some Olympic dreams as well?
Yeah, if I decide to continue on that journey, I definitely would like to try and qualify. Probably if it was to go down that path, LA 2028 would be a realistic goal in my opinion.
Are there guys on the pro circuit that are, let's put it differently, the size you hope to become by the end of college?
Yeah, so obviously stature is part of it, and depends on the event I choose to become a professional. So Hammer, there's many guys who are my size and smaller who are professional athletes. Discus, maybe not. It's more rare, but it's still possible. Mm-hmm.
So you haven't yet done the Hammer, but you're going to do that this weekend, man?
Yeah, correct? I'll be competing at Eugene, Oregon Relays, and Hammer next week.
And does that feel like a late start to you?
It is a late start.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have had at least two or three meets already in, but usually I went to the Seattle Hammer Series and a couple of others, but they're not hosting anything this year, so... Mm. It's been hard to find me.
That's about it, unless there's something else you wanted to add.
Not too much. I'm hoping to compete again at Nike Nationals this year and see if I can take home a double national championship.
There he is, Rainier Field athlete and standout, Jeremiah Nubby. And a great line from that, show me your friends, show me your future.
Yep. And, that's a important distinction that he's a field athlete. I had my own child said that to me. I said, "Oh, your track season." So I don't do track. I do field. So don't make me run. So.
All right. Well, we're going to hear a lot more about him, and we'll find out next week about how he throws, how far he throws the hammer this weekend in Eugene. But on we go to 1A in Tenino, where the Beaver boys are 9-4. I see wins over Eatonville and Hoquiam.
Doubleheader sweeps. Just before we get into that, though, probably should drop the line in there that Nubby last year had the second best high school age hammer throw in the nation. So that's what we're looking for as he goes down to Eugene, something pretty big.
Wow. Yeah.
But as you said, though, the Beavers of Tenino in baseball, 4-game winning streak. They swept doubleheaders from both Eatonville and Hoquiam. In the first game against Hoquiam, Brody Noonan struck out 6. He had a 5-inning no-hitter. A lot of no-hitters don't get to go the distance in high school because usually it indicates a mismatch and your team's probably scoring a bunch of runs to get the game over early. But for as long as the game went, Brody held them hitless. And Mickey Vassar went 5-for-6 across both games, drove in 8 runs in the doubleheader. And Tenino is 15th in those RPI rankings we talked about among 1A schools, and they will play Hoquiam again today at home at 3 p.m. At least they hope to do that if the weather holds up. And softball, very kind of a rare season for the Beavers. They're 1-10 and winless in 1A Evergreen Conference play. They had the opposite results of the boys. They lost doubleheaders to Eatonville and Hoquiam. Grace Vestal went a combined 4-for-7 against the Grizzlies. And Emily Baxter, who, of course, is a college-bound athlete headed to Division II Dominican of New York, she struck out 12 in the first game, so they still have some players. But the team results have not been there for Tenino this season.
That's too bad.
Really,
soccer team, though, 7-6, I see, a win and a loss since we talked last.
Yep, they beat Raymond. They lost to Forks, and their star freshman, Tyler Minerich, again scored the Beavers' lone goal in Wednesday's 4-1 loss to Forks. So they have a kid that is going to be shining for them for 3 more years, I would assume, as long as he stays in town. And I'm going to name this field because I know it's one you probably know well, Noel. Tenino plays on the road this evening at 5 o'clock at the Sea Breeze Oval.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, yeah, I thought that was kind of a unique name for a field, so I thought I'd throw that out there instead of just saying they're on the road.
It can be very breezy at Sea Breeze Oval.
I would imagine.
A clear shot to the ocean from there.
I would imagine. And their track team was actually idle this week, but they will be, as are most of the teams in the area, or most of the 2A schools and 1A schools in the area, they'll be at the Chehalis Activator meet. I don't know what a Chehalis Activator is. I don't know if that's some kind of service club, but they sponsor that meet. Somebody sponsors that meet every year. And a lot of the smaller schools, 2A and below, are going to be at that one. Another side note, they had a girls soccer player, Andy Shaffrin. She joins Emily Baxter and heading back east. She is signed with Mitchell College, which is in Connecticut. So long way for her to go to school, but she'll get to play her sport.
All right. Very good. Well, that's our first segment. And don't go away. We will be right back with 2A baseball, fast pitch, and the other spring sports. Later in the show, Dave talks with Yelm track coach Chris Stovall and 3 of their standouts. You're listening to The Baseline on 95.3 Olympia's original KGY.
KGY South Sound Traffic.
Olympia dealing with congestion along Capitol Way South between State Avenue and 17th Avenue Southeast. Olympia to Tacoma taking about 35 minutes. Puyallup, 512 eastbound approaching 15th Avenue Southwest. We got a collision blocking the left lane. That's the latest from South Sound Traffic Control. I'm Amanda Jay.
Sponsored by News Nation. You're looking for real news. News Nation doesn't take sides or lean into political agendas. At News Nation, you get all sides. If you're looking for news without the noise, come back to the news. With News Nation, news for all America. Go to newsnationnow.com/join us to find your television provider.
Is your first step in the morning painful? At the end of the workday, are your aching feet the only thing on your mind? At Foot and Ankle Surgical Associates, our orthotics are specially made devices designed to support and comfort your feet. Our doctors use orthotics to treat all kinds of foot and heel pain. If you have pain, make an appointment with a specialist here today. End foot and heel pain. Call 360-754-FEET.
Helping you put your best foot forward.
Do it yourself? Since 1955, Cut Rate Auto Parts has been making it easier. From expert advice to a huge selection of parts at discount prices to their AutoBucks Rewards program, they're there for you. DIY is even easier with Cut Rate's Do-It-Yourself Plus. They'll help you hook up a new battery, test your alternator, install your new windshield wiper blades, or diagnose what that check engine light needs. Great prices, great value, and a little help with Do-It-Yourself. Do it with them today at Elman, Aberdeen, Shelton, or Lacey, or check out CutRateAutoParts.com.
We got your part.
Many homeless people have given up on the possibility of change. They have lost hope to the streets, to poverty, and to addiction. Hi, this is Skip from the Olympia Union Gospel Mission. With your support, we can offer them hope and an opportunity to rebuild their shattered lives by providing meals, counseling, shelter, and most of all, compassion. Change is possible, so help us provide a path to hope by donating $25 today at OUGM.org. Thank you.
In 1922, the Port of Olympia was formed by a vote of Thurston County citizens. Today, the port recognizes 100 years of local economic development and family wage job creation. Learn more about your port. Visit portolympia.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
95.3 Olympia's KGY. And welcome back. You are with Dave Weber and Noel Wall on the Baseline, Thurston County's only high school sports roundup show. We are here this morning and every Friday morning thanks to sponsors like McKinney's Appliance with Maytag and Whirlpool Appliances to make your life easier. McKinney Appliance, find them on Martin Way in Lacey and on Olympia's west side. Also, Choice Regional Health Networks, your partner for community health and services. And on we go to 2A in the Evergreen Conference. Shelton High Climbers boys are 9-5 with a 3-1 win over Black Hills, who they're going to see again on Monday.
Yeah, and they had four straight wins this week. They are ranked 11th in that RPI. They not only beat Black Hills, but they took down Rochester and swept Centralia. So they are on a roll in that 3-1 victory over the Wolves you mentioned. Wyatt Wagner had three hits, while Kyle Gerchak had two, including a double, and drove in a run. And they will be playing a non-league home game on Wednesday against Cross Point.
All right. The girls, meanwhile, a couple losses, Centralia and WF West.
Yeah, they're struggling a bit. They're 3-8 overall. They will host Centralia today at 4:30. And in the Wednesday loss to the Bearcats that you mentioned, Allison Baumgart had two hits, including a double, and Danica Squire also had two hits. So had a little bit going on, just couldn't get the win. And they play at Black Hills today at 4:30. Soccer winless in eight games overall, and they had identical 3-2 defeats to WF West and Black Hills. They will travel to Aberdeen Tuesday for a 7:30 game. Track and field, there was a triangular meet where the Climbers and Black Hills went to Tumwater. Caden Pearson won both the boys 100 and 200. For the Climbers, and guess what meet they're going to be at? They'll be at the Chehalis Activator meet today and tomorrow.
All right. All right, there we go. Rochester Warriors. Looks like the boys lost to Shelton Friday and have been rained out since. Is that right?
Actually, no. They got a huge win on Wednesday. They beat WF West 2-1, and Brandon Hartley fired a complete game three-hitter in that one, struck out 14 batters. And Landon Hawes went 3-for-4 with an RBI to pace the offense. And that is a big win, because any time WF West or Tumwater lose to someone besides each other, it has a definite effect on the race. And it was Tumwater that lost to somebody else, I can't remember which one, earlier in the season. So that kind of makes that one up as the standings come down to the end. And Rochester's going to play on the weekend. They're going to go host visiting Aberdeen tomorrow in a noon doubleheader.
All right. The girls, a big win over Black Hills last Friday.
Yes, and that makes them 6-3, and they're ranked 15th in the RPI. And not a lot of details on that one to share, but for the second week in a row, a Warriors pitcher committed to a college, this time left-hander Lakota Eskett, will announce that she'll play for George Fox University down in Oregon. And Rochester will host Tumwater today at 4:30.
All right. How about soccer?
Well, they are on a roll. They increased their winning streak to four games. They beat WF West 3-1 on Tuesday. Still have a losing record. They're at 6-7, but they are on their way back, thanks in a huge part to Alexis Castillo Corona. He has had a hat trick in the last two games, so he is scoring and scoring again. And they're going to play Aberdeen tonight at 7:30.
And is their track team headed to Lewis County.
Yes, they will definitely be in that same meet, but in the meanwhile, they were swept in a dual meet, but they got double wins from Talon Betts in the boys' 100 and 200, and in the girls' shot and discus by Emily Weddle. But yes, as you alluded to, they will be at that Chehalis Activators meet as well.
Okay, Black Hills Wolves, I see they fell to Shelton. Did they play Aberdeen yesterday?
Not to my knowledge. They have them losing to Shelton on Tuesday, and that was about it. They are ranked 14th in the RPI, though, at an 8-4 record. By the way, I'm mentioning the teams that are in the top 16 in the RPI because that is the size of the state tournaments usually. So that's where we're stopping. Everybody is ranked in the RPI, but I'm not going to mention the teams that are 64th or whatever. And they're going to travel to Tumwater for the cross. I started to say cross-town rivalry, but I guess they refer to it as the cross-freeway rivalry against Tumwater at a 3 p.m. game. Softball not going well for Black Hills. They're 0-9. They lost to Rochester and Aberdeen, and they will host Shelton this afternoon at 4:30. Soccer.
Shelton's 2-5, so maybe they got a shot today.
Might have a shot. Soccer's a little bit better for Black Hills. They're 3-7, and they coincidentally beat Shelton this week. And they will play at Tumwater tonight at 7:30, which could be a tough task. The T-Birds undefeated in conference thus far. And in that same triangular track meet we mentioned already, in which no team score apparently was kept, Austin Emsland won both the shot and the discus for the boys. And guess where they're going today and tomorrow? Same place, Chehalis Activators. And, by the way, Chehalis Activators, if people haven't figured it out, that meet will be at WF West.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right, right? Tumwater, where everything seems to be going pretty well. The boys are 8-4. They beat Centralia Friday, although they did lose on Wednesday.
Yeah, they're 8-4. They're ranked 7th in the state net RPI. They went all the way out to Sela, and I'm not quite sure why they did that, because then they used the game as a bullpen day. They just ran out their five backup pitchers, none of their top three that we interviewed a couple of weeks ago, towed the slab for even a single pitch. And those five backup pitchers issued 13 walks in that 7-6 loss, but they did have some hitting stars. Nick Lowry drove in three runs for Tumwater, while Ryan Orr had two hits. And as we just mentioned, Tumwater will host Black Hills today at 3.
All right, very good. The girls now, is this correct? 6-1-1. Did they tie Linden with no score?
Not to my knowledge. I've got them at 6-2.
Okay.
And probably that game got delayed or something. The people that use these various reporting things on the internet, they'll have a live thing going, and when the game gets stopped by rain, sometimes they'll forget to pick it back up, and that's probably what happened there, I'm guessing. However, I've got to say that softball, both on our show and with the newspaper, not getting as much publicity yet as they may deserve. They are ranked number 2 in the state in the RPI. So they are awfully good, and they've won a lot of their games by a lot of runs. And they're going to host Centralia on Wednesday at 4:30.
All right, very good. Boys soccer, 9-4, they're perfect in league play.
They're perfect in league play. The 4 losses to larger schools has kind of hurt them in that RPI. They're only ranked 15th, but I think they're a little bit better than that. And they beat Aberdeen this week, and they'll host Black Hills tonight at 7:30. And getting back to that same triangular track meet where there didn't seem to be a team score, Seth Weller did win both boys' hurdle races, and Jaden Thompson took the high jump and pole vault, which kind of means that he's probably looking to become a decathlete, because there's really a rare double unless someone's trying to do multi-events. Meanwhile, for the girls, the aptly named Mariah Jett won both the 100 and 200, and Alyssa Duncan won the 100 hurdles in a PR of 16.11. That's good for fourth place in the state among 2A hurdlers. And she's tied for first in the long jump with a leap of 18 feet even. Natalie Sumrock, who came into the meet, the state leader in the javelin, won both that event and the shot put.
All right, fantastic. That's our 2A segment for today. Next up, of course, the 3A. So we're going to start with that. And Dave's conversation with the Elm track coach, Chris Stovall. along with standouts Tyler Ronquillo, Jordan Lasher, and Brad Platt. First, a look at traffic, weather, word from our sponsors. It's the Baseline on 95.3 Philippius KGY.
KGY South Sound Traffic.
Halos to Olympia, taking about 30 minutes. Olympia, we got pockets of hesitation along Union Avenue between Capitol Way South and Eastside Street. Puyallup, 512 eastbound after 31st Avenue Southeast. We've got an accident blocking the left lane, causing stop and go traffic from Canyon Road. That's the latest from South Sound Traffic Control. I'm Amanda J.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh, yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Ever heard that a change will do you good? Hi, this is Heather Stewart, your local real estate professional with Blade Realty. Spring is a great time for new beginnings. If you're looking to sell or invest in real estate, I'm eager to jump in and offer stellar service and negotiation skills that will make your experience as positive and stress-free as possible. For your trusted real estate professional, find me online at heatherstewartrealtor.com or on Facebook. Let's get started on your real estate venture together today.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, McKinney's Appliance has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliances for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at McKinney's Appliance today. McKinney's Appliance, serving Southwest Washington since 1972.
Bold by design, Kawasaki Vulcan offers an exciting range of motorcycles, carefully crafted to push the boundaries of what a cruiser can be. Classic design, smooth performance, and attention to detail will keep you riding boldly, in style, mile after mile. Turn heads with show-stopping style and performance on every ride. And ride like you mean it on a Vulcan Cruiser. The Vulcan Cruiser is waiting for you at Paulson's Motorsports in Lacey. While you're here, ask us about our lifetime limited engine warranty online at paulsons.co.
Sports Fans, Spin Tees Screen Print and Graphics gives you the very best printing and embroidery. Perfect for teams, schools, companies, or special events. Get excellent quality, custom design, quick turnaround, and low pricing. Count on Spin Tees for quality brands like Port Authority, Sport Tech, and District Threads. Easy ordering and results you'll love. 1025 Black Lake Boulevard in Olympia. Online at SpinTeesPrints.com. Friend Spin Tees on Facebook.
You'll notice a warming trend today, although we start the morning with clouds and a chance of showers. Highs in the mid to upper 50s with partly sunny skies, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 40s.
Good morning once again, and welcome back to the Baseline, Thurston County's high school sports roundup show right here on KGY. You are with Dave and Noel. Thanks to sponsors like Cut Rate Auto Parts. You know, if you can't part with your car, and these days who can, Cut Rate has your car's part. Take care of it, whether it's maintenance, just the cosmetics, or repairs, Cut Rate has what you need. Also, L&E Bottling, proud to support high school sports coverage right here on KGY. We're up to 3A, River Ridge Hawks. Boys are batting 500 with a win and a couple of losses since their last show, I think.
Yeah, well, I've got them at 6-10. They beat Montesano, which is a smaller school, of course. And then they lost to Yelm and then Timberline twice. So they have a 4 p.m. game today up at Spanaway Lake. And softball is really struggling. They're 1-12. They lost to Yelm this week. They play Monday at Gig Harbor at 4:30. Soccer continues to have one of the more unique records around. They are 1-7-6. They tied again.
Wow.
They tied twice more this week with Central Kitsap and Yelm. So I don't know what kind of style they're playing. Maybe he's playing a really close to the vest style. Their scores seem to be you know, relatively normal, except when they tie, it'll be 1-1 or 0-0. So, interesting season for them. They travel to Gig Harbor on Tuesday at 7. And in another track meet where no score seemingly was kept, the Hawks competed with Lacey rivals Timberline and North Thurston and didn't get a lot of individual victories either. And next up for the Hawks will be a dual meet with just North Thurston. So I guess they're going to, the 3A South Sound Conference is going to get as much of, milk as much out of that Lacey rivalries as they can.
All right, there we go. Well, my 3A records are suspect. So as we move to North Thurston, I'll just share that I saw a pair of wins over Yelm, it looks like.
That is correct. They also shut out Central Kitsap last Friday, so they're 8-8. And in yesterday's 6-2-4 victory over Yelm, Rudy Larson singled, doubled, and drove in 3 runs, while Jalen Kennedy singled, doubled, scored a run, and drove in another. So a little bit of offense for the Rams in that one. They traveled to Kelso for a 4 p.m. game on Monday. Soccer is 3-6. Their most recent game was a loss to Lakes, and they host Peninsula today at 4. Soccer 4-7-1 after losing to Timberline and tying Gig Harbor. And next up for the Rams track team is that dual meet we talked about with River Ridge.
Okay, Timberline Blazers beat River Ridge Wednesday.
Yes, they did. They're only 7-8 on the year, which is kind of down for them. They swept River Ridge. There was complete game pitching performances from Franco Segura and Ethan Mathis in that doubleheader. So good pitching for them. Maybe they're turning it around. They start out a little bit less of a record than they normally would have. They're usually one of the better teams around, but that wasn't happening. But when you get back-to-back complete games in a doubleheader sweep, that might spark you a little bit. They will travel to Gig Harbor on Monday at 4 p.m.
Okay, and the girls looks like beat Monty?
Yep, same kind of deal for them. They're usually one of the better teams. They're just a little under 500 at 5-6. Beat Montesano 10-3. Jasmine Polanco pitched a complete game 3 hitters. She struck out 11. She also had 3 hits. Tori Trotter, though, was the big story at the plate. She went 3-for-3. 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. And Jorge Hernandez drove in 3 runs with a pair of hits. And next up for softball is Central Kitsap Monday on the road at 6 p.m.
Okay, and soccer?
Soccer's got a winning record. They're 8-6-1 as they beat North Thurston, lost to Central Kitsap. And they will be at Capitol on Tuesday at 7. They had that 3-way track meet with their other 2 Lacey rivals, and Gage Pedro won the boys' 100 and shot put. Interesting double there. And Abigail Pedro won the girls' shot and discus. Destinee Robertson won the 100 meters and the long jump on the girls' side, and they will travel to Peninsula along with Central Kitsap on Wednesday.
All right, then out to the prairie where the Yelm Tornadoes are so good in so many sports, but the boys are really struggling so far.
Yeah, baseball has not been their best thing over the years. They're 4-12. They did beat River Ridge, but then they lost to North Kitsap and then twice to North Thurston. And they will host Central Kitsap on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Softball.
All right, girls doing better.
Much better, yeah. They're 10-3, and that 3 has been there for a while, so they've been winning their games lately. They beat Eatonville and River Ridge, and in the win over the Hawks, Ashley Avon and Kaylee Roberts each homered. Yelm will host Peninsula in softball on Monday at 3:30. Soccer, though, is in a struggle. They're 1-10-3. They had a loss to Peninsula, and guess what they did against River Ridge? They tied River Ridge. That's a lot of ties you put.
There are a lot of ties at our results.
Yeah, adding River Ridge to Yelm, you get 9 ties on the year. So, that's the reason there's not ties in some of the other leagues is they play them off, and they don't do that in the South Sound Conference. They just call it a tie. Except for, of course, the postseason, which we haven't got to yet.
Sure.
And Tornadoes are going to go up and play a little bit bigger school. They're going to play at Graham Kapowsin tonight at 7:30. And people that don't understand why they would do that, that's actually a pretty quick trip. because Grand Kapalsen is on the Yelm side of Puyallup, so
yeah,
they can get up there pretty quickly for that one. And in track and field, they handily beat both Gig Harbor and Capital on both the boys and girls side in a double dual meet in Olympia on Wednesday. And Zachary Walsh won both the 1600 and the 32. Braden Platt, who we're going to hear from, won the shot and the javelin. Gervonta Smith won the high jump and triple jump. And sophomore Jordan Lasher took the pole vault in a big PR of 13 feet 6 inches. It's always a big PR on the pole vault because they go up 6 inches at a time, so you're always going to get a good chunk when you get a PR. And that's good for fifth in the state among all classifications. So as a sophomore, he is definitely making a mark.
All right, very good. And speaking of track, we have three interviews, beginning with Coach Chris Stovall. And here he is talking about Braden, Jordan, and Kyler.
Jordan and Kyler specifically, two great athletes. Jordan has been, coach, I started coaching at the middle school level. Sort of my wife, she's actually the head coach down there, and she had Braden in the seventh grade. She's coached actually Kyler, Braden, and Jordan. She had them all down at Edwards Line too. This is the first year that I think the seniors that are here now are the kids I had the last year I was still coaching middle school. Anyway, we've known them for a long time, been involved with them for a long time. They're great kids, really hard workers. Both Jordan and Kyler do summer track. They work with Coach Strong, who used to be the head coach of Aries now, helping over Capital.
Sure.
Excellent hurdles coach. Yeah, Mike is fantastic. Very self-driven kids. They're students of their craft. So.
Well, and then Braden, we got to say about that.
He's just raw, powerful, and talented. He takes coaching really well.
You guys.
These guys are looking for three of these guys, really.
Yeah.
These guys complete what we're trying to do as a whole program here. They are leaders on the field, off the field. And you really can't ask for better athletes.
What's your guys' chances to finish as a team at state?
We should finish really well. I don't ever get ahead of myself.
Right.
You know, we're always one injury away from not being able to go. But with the talent that we have, the depth that we have right now, we're really well situated to be probably at least in the top three, top four.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
All right, really good expectations there from Yelm coach Chris Stovall. Here are Kyler Ronquillo and Jordan Lasher.
Kyler, last year in multi-events in the decathlon championships, you were fourth, and two of the guys who were ahead of you were seniors. How do you think you've settled? You're prepared to possibly win the whole thing this time.
Yeah, my goal is to be win it two years in a row, this year and senior year. I really think I have the capabilities to do it.
What do you still need to do? What are you working on right now to make that happen?
Just getting in training with all my coaches, whether that be hurdles, pole vault, all the very advanced events, and then sprinkling in some of the simpler events, like training for the 100 and shot put. Just basically trying to be an all-around athlete and balance my day-to-day schoolwork with also having to stay at the track a little extra time.
And Coach was saying that you also work with Coach Strong. Do you do that during the high school season? Do you see him at all?
Occasionally on a weekend, yeah. But otherwise it's mainly in the summers.
Yeah, he's kind of the enemy right now, anyway, being over Capital. So.
Yeah.
I think I asked you this before, but is there any chance that at some point in your sports career, track will eclipse football?
It honestly just depends on the school. My mentality right now is if it all depends on the school, where the offer comes from, and where I want to be.
Thanks, Kyler. Hey, so do you play any other sports or is track and field your deal?
I do football as well, but that's less of a
track is your primary one.
Change.
Yeah. What's your position in football?
DB.
Obviously, you came on strong in the pole vault. You finished last season, I think, at 11 feet, and this year your first meet you're 11.6. Now you're 13 feet. What's accounted for that rapid improvement?
Just coaching, work.
What? I mean, any specific item of coaching? Like Coach So and So told me to do X, that proceeded to make me go higher.
I've recently started practicing with another coach that's helped me out a lot, but Coach Cadero here is
just a great coach all around who has shaped my vaulting a lot
day
more.
By day. He's different stuff. And as far as Coach was saying, you are going to try to do multi-events as well. How are you transforming into that? What's new to you among those 10 events, and how are you approaching that?
A lot's like Kyler, because I've been training with him, just following in his footsteps and working to sprinkle in some of the simpler events.
Sky's the limit, or what are you thinking as far as by the time you get through with high school, where do you want to be?
Well, after my PR yesterday, 13.6. I'm just feeling super excited for pole vault and my other events.
All right, yeah, Yale track standouts, Kyler Ronquillo and Jordan Lasher right there. Next up, Braden Platt. The first wind-whipped question is about improving this season, including his personal best in a javelin recently, and what accounts for that?
I think just working with the coaches, getting the technique right for the throws.
You know, you've had quite a year for sports, football, wrestling.
Yeah.
How does that work in your mind? Do you easily flow from one to the other?
Some sports is like a little different. Like conditioning wise, it's different from like football to wrestling.
How about wrestling to track?
Wrestling to track, it's definitely
weird. Yeah. Why?
Because wrestling is like one person versus one person, like. You're going against each other, and track, it's you're kind of going against yourself. Like, there's no one, like, at the time being when you're throwing, to like throw against.
Is there any chance at all that track would become your main sport?
Not my main sport, but I'd definitely like consider doing it in college too.
As a secondary.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have a chance to finish high as a group at stuff?
Our cross country team is like elite.
Yeah.
Our jumpers are elite, and we have some sprinters that are really good too, and our throws are good. So I feel like we could definitely place.
All right, Yum athlete Braden Platt right there. And Dave, it sounds, before we take a break, it sounds like they've got some high expectations for State and the track team right now.
And deservedly so. They've been improving by leaps and bounds. They've always been good. And then you see, I think they've got a few different guys. Braden Platt is on top of the state in the shot put, I believe, and Kyler Ronquillo in the long jump, and now Jordan Lasher, in at least in 3A in the pole vault. So they've got some points out there to be scored.
All right, very good. So in our next segment, there we go, Capital and 4A Olympia. The first, of course, traffic, weather, the eye on travel, and that kind of stuff. Let's hear from our sponsors. Don't go away. It's The Baseline on KGY.
KGY South Sound Traffic.
Chehalis to Olympia, taking about 30 minutes. Olympia, we got pockets of hesitation along Union Avenue between Capitol Way South and Eastside Street. Puyallup 512 eastbound after 31st Avenue Southeast. We've got an accident blocking the left lane, causing stop-and-go traffic from Canyon Road. That's the latest from South Sound Traffic Control. I'm Major J.
Sponsored by Indeed.com. If April is showering your company with open job positions, check out Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Sponsor your first job today and get hiring by visiting Indeed.com/credit.
Business banking made personal and easy. It's Timberland Bank's way to take the time to find solutions and services for your business. And as simple as opening a business account online. We provide cash management and merchant services, remote deposit, payment processing solutions, and of course, business loans, complete with fast, local support. It's what we do, so let's do it for you.
Banking made easy. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Timberland Bank. How can we help you?
Join us for a groovy time at Washington Center, Saturday, May 21st. It's 60s Rock, a benefit show for the Olympia Union Gospel Missions No-Fee Dental Clinic. See some of your favorite dentists rocking out to the 60s, accompanied by the Olympia Jazz Senators and more. 60s Rock, May 21st. Get your tickets for this far-out night at the Washington Center or online at washingtoncenter.org. That's washingtoncenter.org. 60s Rock, May 21st.
Can you dig it?
The only thing small about Northwest Chevrolet in McKenna is the small town feel. Everything else is huge. like saving money. With the lowest sales tax in the area, the short drive to Northwest Chevrolet leads to huge savings and a huge selection of unique, hard-to-find trucks and SUVs, including diesels and duallys. Rigs that'll get you anywhere in the Northwest. Click NorthwestChevrolet.com and find new roads to Northwest Chevrolet in McKenna, the small-town feel that delivers huge.
You got junk on your property that you'll want to get rid of this spring? Well, spring is here. Get rid of that junk. Call your local experts in junk removal. Call G3 Junk Removal. That's G3 Junk Removal. They'll give you an estimate at no charge. Hey, it doesn't hurt to get a free estimate on removing junk from your property. Get in touch with G3 Junk Removal. They're the experts with more junk in their truck because they're helping you get it off your property. Get that ish out of here with G3 Junk Removal. Online at G3JunkRemovalWA.com.
Okay, let's have a serious discussion. You got hurt on the job, and now you can't work. Or maybe you were in a crash, and it wasn't your fault. Now you're dealing with an insurance company. You're losing wages, and the medical bills are piling up. Will the insurance money last as long as your pain and disability? What if medical bills pop up down the line that you didn't foresee? Who's going to pay for that? Another thing, did you read the fine print? Did it make any sense at all? Maybe it's time to get a good law firm, one that's limited its practice to victims of workplace injuries and car accidents for over 40 years. A firm like Putnam Lee Potvin Daly, Catherine Potvin, Dustin Daly, and Laura Fedarko. They know what they're doing. So much so, they've been awarded honors as super lawyers and best lawyers of America. They're on your side. They'll fight for you to make things right. Don't be bullied by insurance companies. That's just adding insult to injury. Call award-winning attorneys Putnam Lieb Potvin Daly today at 800-225-4529 or check PUTNAMLIEB.com.
I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-597-2010. That's 1-800-597-2010. 1-800-597-2010. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at UHC.com. Plan benefits may vary.
KGY. And welcome back to The Baseline with Dave Weber and myself, Noel Wall, brought to you by people like Foot and Ankle Surgical Associates, celebrating 20 years of helping patients get up and moving and maintaining good health. Find Foot and Ankle Surgical Associates online at anklefoot.net. Spin Tees, they do excellent work and all of our t-shirt printing. Find Spin Tees online at spinteesprints.com. And thanks to Putnam Lieb Putvin, oh boy, Putnam Lieb Putvin Daily. They take the insult out of injury, and they are premier workers' compensation and car accident attorneys. And we are up to the Olympia School, starting with Capital. They're doing pretty well with a win over Peninsula, who I think they see again next week.
Yep, they're 9-7 on the year, and they may be playing Peninsula again next week, but I've got them playing Timberline before that on Tuesday at 4. But getting back to the Tuesday victory over the Seahawks, Jake Kennedy, Mikey Navarro, and Jackson Camper each had two hits in that one. So some offense going for the Cougars, and as I mentioned, they'll play at Timberline on Tuesday. Softball, though, not as great. They're 2-7, and they're going to be at North Thurston on Monday at 4. Boys, soccer had a little unbeaten streak going, a couple of wins and a tie, but they had that snap by losses to Gig Harbor and Peninsula, and they fall to 2-7-3, and they will host Timberline on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Track and field, Braxton Clarity won the events that I'll tell you about as soon as I turn the page. It'll be 100 and the 400. There's a three-way meet going on with the visiting teams being Gig Harbor and Yelm. That's where Yelm's Jordan Lashford got that PR. Got that PR in the pole vault, as I will try to spark myself back up here in the final moments of the show. And they also had a good sprint by Sean Jackson. He won the 200 in 22.4, and that is sixth in the state among 3A sprinters.
All right, very good. And Olympia, the boys are on a roll with wins the past week over South Kitsap, Emerald Ridge, and Curtis. And they're going to roller skate in the Buffalo Herd later today.
I don't know what that means.
What's his name that did the... what's his name, Connie? Singer, anyway, with a song, You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd.
I must be listening to the wrong station because I haven't heard that one. So, do they play that one on KGY? I don't know.
I don't think we play it.
Yeah, that's why I haven't heard it. So, I'm loyal to this station. But actually, both of their diamond teams are doing excellently. Baseball is 12-2. You mentioned they had a couple of victories. They beat South Kitsap and Curtis. And WSU signee Rylan Hyder, no hit, Curtis. He struck out 11 and walked only one. That was a airtight game, though. In the top of the first inning, Evan Nickel was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to force in the only run of the game. The Bears just hung on behind Hyder the rest of the way. And they will host Bethel today at 4 o'clock. Softball still looking, not looking for that first loss, but still dreading that first loss. I guess it's a better way of putting it. They are ranked third in the state. I should have mentioned baseball's ranked second in the state in that RPI ranking. Softball's ranked third. They thumped Graham Kapowsin 10-1 on Tuesday and down to Emerald Ridge 5-0 yesterday. Against GK, sophomore pitcher Sammy Potvin delivered on both sides of the ball. She went 4-for-4 with two home runs and drove in six, which is definitely a big night at the plate. And she pitched a complete game four-hitter, striking out 12 from the circle. And they will be at Sumner on Monday. Soccer, 9-4. They are ranked 15th, and they had decisive wins this week over Emerald Ridge and Bethel. Next up is a Tuesday road game, again against Emerald Ridge at 7:30. And in track, the top runners for the Bears were up at that South Sound Classic last week at Puyallup. And Ethan Coleman, who's headed, of course, for Notre Dame next year, he won the boys 1,600 and 3,200. And Caitlin Rigg won the girls 800 meters. And they will go a little bit smaller for their next meet. They're going to have a dual meet tomorrow at home against Graham Kapowsin.
All right, very good. Quirky composer Arlo Guthrie, who did Alice's Restaurant, he's saying you can't roller skate in a Buffalo Herd.
I know Arlo Guthrie very well, but that song has eluded me. So, you know, I'm more of a City of New Orleans guy myself. So,
yeah, there we go. Okay. We mention every week the Olympia and Beyond Sports Commission Sports Awards coming up. Nominations open through June 30th. Lots of categories and stuff to nominate people for. If you're interested, you can find a link to the information and the nomination forms on our website. And, hey, that's our show today from Key Largo.
Sounds like fun. I'm going to go back to Lacey myself.
All right. Well, Connie and I are headed for Key West. We've got a seaplane flight scheduled to visit Fort Jefferson on the former Pirates hideout of Tortuga. There are more lighthouses to climb. Next Friday, I'll be somewhere near Pensacola, still on vacation. But Dave is going to be working hard to gather our next interviews for the Baseline. Don't miss it. Show has been brought to you, as always, in part by Passion for High School Sports, but mostly by our sponsors. Support them, please. If you missed anything, find the podcast on KGY-FM. Later today, Michael Stein and Molly Gilmore bring you Only in a Can. That's in the 3 o'clock hour of his show. a look at some of the fun things going on in the area. Big thanks to our hardworking producer, Kevin the Brit Huffer, this morning on the board. And thank you for listening. Join us next Friday for the Baseline. Right now, news, weather, and then time for the Friday workday kickoff on 95.3 Olympia's KGY.
You've been listening to The Baseline with Noel Wall and Olympian prep reporter Dave Weber.